Australia is waging war on cybercriminal activity in all its forms, and that includes bolstering cybersecurity awareness and protections via the country's world-first e-safety commissioner. Cybercrime Radio spoke to the woman on the job, Julie Inman Grant.
It's an absolute honor and a privilege to be able to serve the citizens here in a way that still no other government is doing. It's a very unique role. We started out just supporting children, and then when it became very clear that we were having success in terms of actually helping our citizens get seriously harmful content removed from the internet, then it was expanded to the eSafety Commissioner supporting all Australians.
So what exactly does the Office of the eSafety Commissioner do?
We became the world's first online safety or online harms regulator in 2015. We're an independent statutory regulator. So we're not only just a regulator, but we take a multi-pronged approach to all of our issues. We've got a range of civil powers, so we can fine perpetrators, we can fine content hosts. We seek the removal of seriously harmful and illegal content. And so that ranges from pro-terrorist content, removing abhorrent violent material, youth-based cyberbullying, image-based abuse, child sexual abuse material, and any kind of content or content instructing in crime.
While there are other online harm regulators being set up around the globe, Inman Grant and her team provide Australian citizens with a unique set of offerings.
We are unique, and we're dealing with a range of online harms. We're citizen-facing. So when somebody is experiencing harmful content online and they report it to the social media site and that's not taken down, we serve as that safety net because so often context is missed and we can advocate on their behalf.
And even though the Office of the eSafety Commissioner excels at protection, their services don't stop there.
We have an extensive prevention program and set of programs, including a research division so that everything is evidence-based. And then we have what I call a proactive and systemic change division, where we're focused on understanding what are some of the looming technology threats and challenges, whether it be how immersive technologies might be used in nefarious ways or deepfakes, what decentralization could mean, how to think about anonymity and identity shielding. So really trying to get ahead of these issues. We want to stop the harms from happening in the first place.
Australia may be the first country to employ an e-safety commissioner, but they certainly won't be the last.
Fiji now has an online safety commissioner. Ireland has just announced theirs. The UK is standing up an online harms regulation scheme, as is Canada. And the White House, under the Biden administration, they're putting together a task force.
To learn more about Julie Inman Grant and her role as the Australian eSafety Commissioner, listen to her full interview at cybercrime.radio.